Hatir! Hatir!
Praise you, Allah. The praise and the thanks is for God, the Lord, creator and keeper of the world. We witness that he's one and cares about all of his creation, especially his human creation. And we witness that the best of the human creation is the last prophet, Muhammad of Arabia. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. And what follows of that salutation, that traditional salute to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Ameen. Let me say that this is truly a sign that God has always been with the sincere ones, those who kept faith. I would like to greet with brotherly greetings the dignitaries from the Islamic world, the many countries that are represented here today by the learned teachers and scholars in Islam. And let me also give my special greetings of peace and love and undying friendship to Minister Louis Farrakhan. Muslims are one community. God says, this is your community, one united community, and I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. That's the Quran. And God says that you are a community. Antum khayra ummatan ukhrijat linnas. That you are the best of communities brought out of darkness, evolved for all people. And God says of Muhammad, the last of the prophets, peace be upon him, that he is a mercy to all the world. And I say to Muslims, wherever I speak, I say to them, we have to remember that God said of our leader, Muhammad, the prophet, the messenger of God, that he is a mercy to all the world. If our leader is a mercy to all the world, then we must care about all the world and also follow him with that mercy to all the worlds and extend it to all the worlds. We are a human family, as has been said already, and the human family must be one family, as it was in the beginning. For God says that he created one soul, and made of it male and female, our original parents, the parents of all people, of all nations, of all races. And he caused to be spread from those two many men and women all over the world. So God has made us to know in Judaism, in Christianity, in Islam, that the human family is one human family, and we will return to him one day in unity all together. So let us work as Muslims to serve the will of God for the benefit of all people on this earth. And let the African Americans who have suffered a very peculiar experience, a very strange experience, slavery, discrimination, charged with not being full human beings, and we have survived all of that to be here today. And I see in the Muslims and in good Christians a need and a determination to live the best of our life, to respond to the best of our motivations and aspirations, and continue to improve upon our people as a race. I don't think it's without great significance that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad achieved what he achieved in his life and is achieving through us what we are achieving today. So I invite all the African American church leaders to look at us, for I believe we are a great sign from God to all of you. I will leave you with these words from the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. God says, indeed, they have come to you from God a light and a book, a clear book. It guides by God's will whoever follow his good pleasure to the ways or paths of peace, to bring them out of the oppressive darkness into the liberating light by his will, by his permission. And he guides them to a straight path. And God speaks the truth. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Peace to you. Congratulations, and we celebrate with you on this great occasion. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to Allah. Because I have to say on this Savior's Day, as I look at history, I know that without his witness of Allah and his witness of the man that brought us into Islam, my father, our father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I don't know if we would be holding a Savior's Day today. I don't know if we would be together today talking about family and unity. Are you ready to receive the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan? Almost a year ago, he had a near-death experience. But Allah would not have that. It would not be. He has a great work ahead of him. And he needs our support, and we need his bold, courageous leadership. Family, viewers from all around the world, are you ready to receive the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan? Oh!
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we give Him praise and we give Him thanks for His mercy and His love to the human family that He has always shown to us through the guidance and revelation that He sends to us through the mouth of His prophets. We thank Him for Musa and the Torah. We thank Him for Jesus and the Gospel. We thank Him for Muhammad ibn Abdullah and the Holy Quran. Peace be upon these worthy servants of Allah. I am a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I could never thank Allah enough for His intervention in our affairs and sending among us one in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due, for searching among us and finding among us someone to lead, teach, and guide us, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I greet all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I'm thankful to Allah for Sheikh Tijani bin Umar, Sister Claudette Marie Muhammad, Minister Akbar Muhammad, and all of the support staff that made the conference so successful. I'm thankful to the many scholars of Islam who came from many nations to participate in this historic conference. And on behalf of all of the members of the Nation of Islam, we thank you for sharing the richness of your knowledge with us. And I am sure that we shall be better Muslims because of your input into our lives. I'm thankful for those who participated in the Jewish Christian Muslim dialogue and for the results of that conference, which were read to you earlier today. And I'm thankful to Imam Warithuddin Muhammad and all of the imams and followers under his leadership, whose presence has made this the greatest Savior's Day in our history. I wanted to say that the Imam and I will be together until death overtakes us. And we will work together for the cause of Islam. We will work together for the establishment of Islam, not only among our people, but to establish Islam in the Americas. I'm thankful to Secretary General of the Islamic Society of North America, Saeed Saeed, who encouraged and helped to make the conference successful. I'm thankful to all of you who are present, and all of you who prayed for my recovery, and for all of those who sacrificed to keep the nation moving forward while I was concentrating on getting well. I'm thankful to the laborers of the Nation of Islam, to the National Board of Laborers headed by the Chief of Staff, Leonard Farrakhan Muhammad, for your diligence in working many hours to keep the Nation of Islam afloat. The brothers and sisters, have had to work especially hard under difficult circumstances. And you, my dear believers, have done this in the midst of rumors that the minister was dead or dying. And you have done this in the midst of the vicious slander of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, myself, and many of the laborers of Islam. You have done this in the midst of a conspiracy coming from the highest level of the United States government. It has come to my attention that the National Security Agency of the United States government has been recruiting young college students and filling them with vicious lies about myself and the Nation of Islam, its aim and purpose, and sending these young men and women in among us to destabilize us, to take advantage of my absence, and to try to weaken the faith, the resolve, and the commitment of the believers to the mission of the resurrection of our people. Nevertheless, Allah the Most High, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, has kept us and guided us to this point in our development. Therefore, we, the membership of the Nation of Islam, are grateful to Allah above all, to the Muslim community worldwide. I can never thank you enough for your prayers for my recovery. To the Christian community, black, white, and Asian, thank you for your prayers. And to those members of the Jewish faith, both the original Hebrew Israelites under the leadership of Rabbi Ben Ami, headquartered in Dimona, Israel, and those members of the Orthodox Jewish faith and many others who have prayed and continue to pray for me, I thank you from the depth of my heart. To all of the politicians that are here, the judges, the mayors, thank you for your presence. To all of the leaders and the membership of the street organizations who are here, and to their leaders incarcerated who have prayed for me and my recovery, I thank you from the depth of my heart. Best of all, I thank all the little people who are here, who do not have big titles, but their prayers meant just as much as any big person's prayers. And because of the prayers of the little people along with the big people, I can stand before you today strong and mighty, as Allah would have me to be. I'm not completely healed yet, but I hope and pray, Allah willing, that sometime in this year 2000, that I shall be made whole again. I want to dedicate the rest of my days, the rest of my life, to this great cause of entire submission to the will of God. I was born into this world a debtor. Not in debt to you, but in debt to Him who gave me life, who gave me gifts that no human giver of gifts could ever match. He gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, tongue to speak, brain to think, hands to form what I see in my mind and bring it to reality. No human giver of gifts has ever given a gift like that. So you and I were born into the world in debt to the Almighty Creator, a debt that you and I can never repay. And no matter what we do of good, we shall always be in debt to Allah. We will leave this world a debtor, owing Almighty God Allah everything. And the only way that we can repay Him for what He has given and done for us is to worship Him alone and set up no rival, no partner, no associate with Him. And this is why I believe that Jesus said the first and the great commandment is to love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And the second commandment is like unto that, love your neighbor as yourself. Later on, I will deal with those two great commandments, but I will say, in regards to loving our neighbor as ourselves, the black man in America is most handicapped because the love of self can never be present where the knowledge of self is absent. Consequently, the robbery of our fathers, of the knowledge of self, our history, our religion, our God, has put upon us a burden in that we were made systematically to hate ourselves, while at the same time, nothing that has been done of evil could take from us the love of Almighty God. And like Job, who lost everything but refused to curse God, we as a people, in spite of our suffering, have never cursed Allah. We were not neighborly to one another, but we constantly give praise to God. But I thank Allah today that we can say we are beginning to love our neighbors as ourselves. Thanks to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whom no one can deny has done a great work in North America for the upliftment of black people, so much so that many scholars, scientists, and thinkers who have benefited from the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are now getting a richer, more vibrant knowledge of our history, which is causing us to begin to love ourselves. And now the love of our neighbor is gradually becoming easier. I personally want to thank the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for your sacrifices that have made the Nation of Islam possible. Words could never, ever say how much I personally thank this family and the early pioneers of Islam in North America. And I believe I speak for all those who have come to the Nation of Islam under my leadership and under the leadership of Imam Warithuddin, and any who came to Islam under the many ministers who became imams. We all owe this family a personal debt of gratitude, for without their sacrifice and the love of Allah, we would not be able to give each other the greetings of peace. So would the Muhammad family please stand? Would the members of the Muhammad family please stand? Please stand. Brothers and sisters, let's give the members of this family a rousing applause. Allah forever bless this family, guide and protect this family, and make you to know you have a great role in the future of Islam. Wherever Islam will be in America, it will be because of your effort and our effort together. I want to thank my wife, Khadija. Very special woman who has been my sweetheart since we were children. We accepted Islam together 45 years ago. And she has been my wife, my companion, and my friend for 47 years of my life. I thank her and the children that she gave me, that my life through her and through them may be extended long into the future. And I thank each of my children for their sacrifice of their father and my wife's sacrifice of her husband for this cause. Will all my children stand now? Celebration of family today. And though we may have come in here many, when we leave here today, it'll only be one family. If we leave here not one family, I have not done my job, and I will ask my brother Imam to give me a spanking. I thank my extended family who have helped me and nurtured me, and the extended family of the believers who have helped me and nurtured me to be who and what I am, so that the soft pronoun we is applicable at all times for you and for me. For none of us can say I, because none of us have done anything independent of ourselves. All of us have had help from a community of people to be who we are, what we are, and where we are, and all of those who helped us are from Almighty God Allah. So all praise belongs to Allah. I'm sorry, I gotta give thanks to everybody before I can say anything of what I wanted to say, and I got a few more people to thank. I want to thank Allah for all of my doctors. Allah allows us to study what He created, to become scientists, physicists, chemists, sociologists, psychologists, psychiatrists, zoologists, botanists, paleontologists, geologists. Whatever we become, we are studying what Allah created. Little it is that we give thanks. So whatever you are of greatness, to who belongs the credit? It belongs to Almighty God. The doctors of mine studied this body that Allah created in the best of molds and the best of makes, that they might become proficient so that when we become sick and diseased, they might bring healing to us. I want to say publicly to the world, I thank my doctors at St. Anthony's Hospital in Michigan City, Indiana, for without their love and care, I would never have been alive to get to Howard University Hospital where I was operated on. And I want you to meet the doctors that showed so much love and care for me that I can truthfully say to you that had I gone to heaven, the angels in heaven could not have treated me any better. In fact, this reminds me of the angels who are on another level, wherein in the scripture it reads, "He shall give his angels charge over thee, and they shall keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stones." So with all of my doctors, wherever you are, doctor, please stand. This is my urologist, Dr. Ranson. This is a surgeon that performed surgery on me, Dr. Ford. Dr. Golson, Dr. Golson, Dr. DeWitty, Dr. Turner, Dr. Kutravelis. Where are you, doctor? Raise your hand so the camera can pick you up. And Dr. Locke, who put me to sleep so they could do their work on me. And I love the way she puts me to sleep. I want all my doctors to know how grateful I am. To all of you, I thank Allah. And now, the hour is late, and ain't no use in me fooling myself. I cannot in any way tell you all that I had in my heart to tell you. What I got here is a book, and I'm going to have to write a book, because I'm not going to keep you here all day and blow out all the little strength that I have. But I'm going to do the best that I can to hit points. Okay? Now, we call this Savior's Day. Why do we call it Savior's Day? This was a day under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad where we honored the birth of an Arab born in the holy city of Mecca, February 26, 1877. We call him Master Farad Muhammad. We give praise and thanks to Allah forever for his coming. For without his coming and his guidance, I and the members of the Nation of Islam would not be here today for you to admire. Now, there's been a lot of talk about him, but I want to say humbly and honestly, I never met him one day in my life. I only saw a picture of him. But I know from what I heard and what his servant taught that he came to us to befriend us. He came to start us in a process called resurrection. He came as a stranger with a strange way, a strange methodology, and a strange teaching to introduce us to Islam, which itself was strange in America. This reminds me of a saying of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is reported that the Prophet said, Islam started as a stranger, and Islam will return as a stranger. Blessings be unto the strangers. The companions asked, who are the strangers, dear messenger of Allah? And the Holy Prophet said, they are those who correct the people when they become corrupt, and deviate. Now think about that. He came as a stranger. His method of reaching a mind that had been completely destroyed was strange. And we as a people were strangers in a strange land. And now we, the strangers, have been blessed by the presence of a stranger who brought us the beginning of our original religion that was strange to us. And after we accepted Islam, we became strange to the American people. By the grace of Allah, we are here to correct that which is corrupt and that which has deviated. Say, well, what kind of arrogant statement is that? That is the mission that ultimately Allah will put on the shoulders of the strangers. So the hadith of Prophet Muhammad is being fulfilled. Islam began in Arabia as a stranger, and it is returning again in the Western Hemisphere as a stranger. According to the Holy Quran, Allah revealed to his servant Prophet Muhammad these words, "And if we had sent down to thee a writing on paper, and they had touched it with their hands, those who disbelieve would have said, this is nothing but clear enchantment. And they say, why has not an angel been sent down? And if we send down an angel, the matter would be decided, and they would not be respited. And if we had made him an angel, we would have made him a man, and thus made confused to them what they confused. A man came to us. God couldn't send us a spirit. He has always sent men to redeem men, to find men, to restore men, to liberate men, to elevate men. A man came, and he got us started on the road to becoming Muslims, to becoming righteous people again. Resurrection means a process of growing an individual from a savage state of existence where one lives on the level of an animal or a beast of the field to the highest level of civilized behavior. When a person has been grown or made to evolve from a savage state to the highest expression of civilized and godlike behavior, that person is said to have been resurrected from the dead. This is not a 20-year process. This is a lifetime process of struggle to attain to what Allah desired in His purpose for creating the human being. 22 years ago, when I began to rebuild this work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I want to say to the Muhammad family, I didn't do this in opposition to my brother. I did it because I feared that the name of the man that I loved would be written out of history. And I don't believe that a man that did that much good should be written out of history. And I do not believe that even though we have evolved to a higher expression, that we need to accept Prophet Muhammad to denigrate and deny and put down the man that got us started on the road that we are walking on. That's not right. That would not be right. I love Prophet Muhammad. I know that he is the end of the prophet. And I know that the Quran is the final book that was brought to the human being to prepare us for the life of the hereafter. But I don't think Allah would be pleased with me if I embraced the Prophet Muhammad and disrespected the man that suffered to bring me up to a position where I could see the Prophet, respect the Prophet, and follow the Prophet, and be a true servant of the Prophet. We used to call this Savior's Day with an apostrophe S, which meant we were honoring an individual. I changed it to an S apostrophe to fulfill what is written. And I will send saviors after them. And in the book of Nehemiah, it says, I will send according to thy manifold mercies. Thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. So each Christian, listen good, dear Christian, who follows the gospel of Jesus Christ should be a little savior. Need I say it again? You heard me, didn't you? Not enough to praise him in song. It's not enough to shout about how beautiful he is. If you do not accept the mission of Jesus Christ, then you cannot say that you are of him. For he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you put a yoke on an oxen, he drops to his knees. And when you put a yoke, I'm not a farmer, but I heard about this. When you put a yoke on an oxen, you are tying one ox to another, yoking them together. So to yoke means to bind, to unite, to connect. You can't be connected to Jesus, praising him, and not being yoked to that which he's yoked to. Therefore, every Christian must accept the work and the mission of salvation for the people and become a little savior. Well, what about the Muslims? There is no Muslim who accepts Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as our guiding light, who can walk by fallen humanity and leave that human being in the state that they're in. For the Prophet himself would reject us if we say we are Muslims and do not work to effect change, not only in ourselves, but in others and in the world around us.